Proclamation number 6862 dated the July 1st, 1957. The Table of the Lord. Divine Host. Let yourselves be guided to the table of the Lord where He Himself distributes the nourishment and refreshment He has prepared for you. You are all invited to be His guests and the Host wants to make everyone happy. He wants to offer you something you will not be able to receive anywhere else. He wants to satisfy everyone with His flesh and blood, with His word of eternity, which is of vital importance for the soul, providing it with the strength and light that can only be offered by Him directly. All your souls are still weak. You must constantly receive the sustenance which gives you strength for your task on earth. All of you are still spiritually blind as well. You must receive light and regain your sight in order to recognize and subsequently take the right path. All of you are needy and must be given food and drink. The Heavenly Host realizes that He is aware of your soul's adversity, and thus His love has prepared sustaining nourishment and a refreshing and revitalizing drink. Therefore He calls everyone to His table to enjoy what His love has in store for them. He gives Himself to those who want to take supper with Him, for He bestows His word upon them. And He Himself is the word of eternity. Hence His words, "Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life." Single quote. And furthermore He said, "Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me." Single quote. He brought Himself to people, for He is the manna that comes from heaven, which people shall take pleasure in so that they may enjoy eternal life. However, He Himself must offer it, that is, you must enter into direct communication with Him and receive from His hand that which shall grant you life. It is His table you should come to, you should be His guests. Don't let yourselves be offered nourishment in places where He Himself is not welcome or where you are too distant from the Host who invited you to come to His table. People everywhere are invited to supper. No one is excluded and everyone may dare to come to His table without distinction. All who need it will be fed and refreshed and all who travel the path through earthly life are in need of it. And so, truly, no one who accepts the constantly offered invitation will need to starve and go short. For the Host continuously sends His messengers into the world and they speak to all those who cross their path. They show them the way to a hospitable house, the path to enter the heart, which need only open its door in order to let the one in who wants to distribute delicious food and refreshing beverage. And they may all receive without limit, for alone the will of being allowed to be His guest is enough for the Host to take special care of him and to give him what his soul requires. And once the soul has allowed itself to be fed at the table of the Lord, it will no longer be satisfied with other food. Time and again it will return to Him and always accept the bread of heaven from His hand. It will receive the word of God directly from the one who is the word of eternity and who gives Himself away to anyone who desires Him and His word. Amen.